From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR Performance Studio, a couple of brothers who have been in and out of Ashland a number of times over the years in different configurations. You might remember them as a band called The Janks. It is Dylan and Zach Zimed. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hey, Eric.
Welcome back to Ashland.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we love it here. The 4 square miles surrounded by reality, I've heard it called.
Let's go back in time before we talk about this current project that seems to be doing extremely well for you guys. The Janks. This was a band we knew quite well. Got the records upstairs in our music library. Music videos recorded right here in Ashland.
Indeed.
How did you first make a connection to this community? Because you guys are not from here, right?
Yeah, we're not.
So that was through our dear friend, Richard Reese, who at the time was managing us. Now he is our booking agent, but first and foremost, he is our brother. And so that's how we found it. He moved up here from Los Angeles. When we first met him, he was living in Laurel Canyon. And then he made the move and fell in love with it. And when we came up, we fell in love with it too.
I believe 2 of your videos...
Yes.
Star our own Danielle Kelly?
Yeah.
From a good decade ago or so, right?
Yeah, and then there was another one. Oh, yeah, Can't Give Up was also done here, but that one was, I think, more just based around us playing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's true.
Well, there was definitely an indie rock sound to the music produced by the Janks. You guys have gone a different direction, as we will hear, and then talk about it afterwards. Zach and Dylan Zimed are my guests live today in the studios. The new project is called the Everly Brothers Experience. It's kind of self-explanatory, but we'll dig a little deeper here in just a minute. You guys have an acoustic guitar and a mandolin. What do you want to do first?
Oh, for the song, I think the first song we ever learned together, which was actually our mother. She's a second grade teacher, and she had us about 9 years ago. She said, put something together for the kids. Just come in and play for them and stuff. So we just were listening to a lot of Jerry Garcia and David Grisman, and the song Jenny Jenkins, we just found it, and it was a good one for us to learn together because it has 2-part harmony and it's an old folk song.
They had a record called Not for Kids Only. It was essentially, I mean, that's self-explanatory as well. And so we learned that tune for the kids. Even though Dylan and I grew up around music, we had never performed together. We'd never sung together in close harmony. Mm. So it was that opportunity to go in and sing for our mother's second graders that basically sparked it all.
Right.
And,
so yeah. You sang for the class. How old were the two of you when you were working on this?
About 7 years old. No.
We were, I
was early 20s.
He had just graduated from college.
Okay.
So, and we're 4 years apart. So I was probably 27 and you were probably
23,
something like that.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear it. It's the Zimed Brothers live on Jefferson Public Radio.
Will you wear white, oh my dear, oh my dear? Will you wear white, Jenny Jenkins? No, I won't wear white, for the color's too bright. I buy me a foldy roadie, tildy toldy, seek a W, seek a zero to find me. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll. Will you wear green, oh my dear, oh my dear? Will you wear green, Jenny Jenkins? No, I won't wear green, for the color's obscene. I buy me a foldy, roadie, tildy, doldy, seek a W, seek a zero to find me. Roll, Jenny Jenkins. Jenny Jenkins. No, I won't wear blue, for the color's too true. I buy me a foldy roadie, tildy doldy, seek a W, seek a zero to find me. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll. Will Will you wear beige, oh my dear, oh my dear? Will you wear beige, Jenny Jenkins? No, I won't wear beige, for it shows my age. I buy me a foldy roldy tildy toldy seek a W C cause I roll if I need. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll. Jenny Jenkins. No orange I won't wear it, I promise, so there. I buy me a foldy roldy tildy toldy seek a W C cuss a roll if I need. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll. So what will you wear, oh my dear, oh my dear? What will you wear, Jenny Jenkins? Oh, what care if I just go bare. I buy me a foldy roldy tildy toldy seek a W C cuss a roll if I need. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll.
That is called Jenny Jenkins, correct? Any connection to the fact that you called your band the Janks?
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. No, really not. I mean, the Jank is a Urban Dictionary term that kind of means 101 things. Huh. Just it can be something fantastic or something terrible. You can use it as a verb, a noun, an adjective. So
yeah, I think at the time when we had the band the Janks, the whole idea behind it was irreverence and we wanted to go wherever we wanted to go, which in the end was aimless.
Yeah. Well, I think about a year ago when you guys were passing through the area, I caught this new project show, the Everly Brothers Experience at the Rogue Theater. Absolutely loved everything that you guys are doing.
Oh, thank you.
How did you make the sharp right turn from being an independent indie folk rock band to doing covers and interpretations of songs that were popular before either of you were on the planet?
It wasn't really a sharp right turn for us psychologically because of the fact that we always had an appreciation for music history and where things came from. And
did that come from your parents?
Definitely. Yeah. Our mother's an educator, our father's entertainer, and he was doing the play Grease for many years growing up. So we got to hear all the music of the 50s. Before the play began. Mm. And so that was the first music we really heard as kids, and we just fell in love with it. It's so fun. I mean, Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, Frankie Lyman, Del Shannon, the Everlys were in there. So once Dylan and I were playing in the full live rock band, but we weren't making much money doing that, so we started playing duo gigs around Los Angeles at wine bars and such, and we'd get paid. And it was just the two of us. We could actually make a little bit of a living doing that. And we would fill four-hour sessions with half covers, half originals. And among those covers were all of our favorite Simon and Garfunkel, the Beatles, the Stones, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, I think I already said Simon and Garfunkel. But the whole point is that all those acts led us back to the Everlys, the two-part harmony that inspired those acts to play. So we started doing Everly tunes in those sets, and people our own age would come up invariably and say, I love that song. Who is it?
Right.
That made us realize there was a void in consciousness about their importance in history and music history and American music history. And that's where it started.
And really, their music is a wonderful vessel for us to celebrate our brotherhood through. So it's like it's a nice symbiotic relationship, and it's some of the best songwriting there is, and it's just a beautiful, you know, their sound was not totally country, it was not totally, you know, Appalachian. They had this mix that really
the reason that they had such mass appeal is in my estimation is that they were tied to tradition with their growing up singing with their family, which country music was intertwined with family values. and old songs, and that and then they pushed hard to create something new. So they really rode that line. Mm-hmm. And they brought country music and rhythm and blues together with a pop sensibility and the right songs that was just unprecedented and beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys seem to have a lot of fun when you do them.
They're really fun songs.
And they're challenging.
Yeah.
Hard. It's hard to sing simple things because it's pure. It has right. to be pure.
I think such luminaries as McCartney have even talked about Don and Phil Everly being the best two-part harmony singers maybe ever.
Yeah. I mean, they're incredible, and it's the project has led us to so many other great country duos like the Leuven Brothers and the Blue Sky Boys, the Stanley Brothers, the Monroe Brothers,
the Kershaw,
the Delmores, and you know, so the Everlys are the tip of the iceberg. I'd say that they paved the way and they straddled that line with in terms of pop music.
Well, they made traditional brother, you know, music to go to a world forefront. They brought that to it because it was they were there at that pivotal time. So
they're the first international rock stars, actually. Yeah.
Well, they had 35 Billboard Top 100 singles, which is insane.
It's
to
insane.
Think about.
More than 60 million records sold, and they had a hiatus from 73 to 83, and they sold more records during the hiatus than they did during their time together, which is a pretty crazy fact because Warner Brothers released a greatest hits record that people just loved.
But something super special in our travels with this show is that we're getting to meet people connected to their lineage and their career and stuff. And one person in particular is Del Bryant. And Del is the son of Felice and Boudelow, who wrote like hundreds of songs for Don and Phil.
30 of which were recorded, every one of them charted, and those included Bye Bye Love, Wake Up Little Susie, and All I Have to Do Is Dream, the first three big hits while the Everlys were with Cadence Records. First 6 months of their recording contract. It's crazy.
Yeah, so he's become an advisor on the show for us, giving us proper information, and he's told us just amazing things that there are still, to this day, hundreds of songs that have never been recorded that were written for Don and Phil by his parents. And he's got tapes and shoeboxes full of these songs.
I hear a future Zemed Brothers record coming.
We're working on it.
It would be an absolute honor to get to get to celebrate it.
But his
in
folks,
any way.
His folks wrote the next song we're going to play. Originally recorded by the Osborne Brothers in 1966, but then Donna Phil did record it in 73.
Fantastic. Yeah. Zachary and Dylan Zemed are my guests live in the JPR studios today. They are out on tour with the Everly Brothers Experience, and they're live here on Jefferson Public Radio. This one is called what?
Rocky Top.
Wish that I was up on Rocky Top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, I still dream about that. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Once two strangers climbed on the Rocky Top looking for a moonshine still. Strangers seen come down from a Rocky Top, reckon they never will. Cornwall Road with all on Rocky Top, dirt's too rocky by far. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Years of cramped up city life, trapped like a duck in a pen. All I know is it's a pity life can't be simple again. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee.
That is Rocky Top, made popular by the Osborne Brothers and played live for us today here on JPR by Zachary and Dylan Zemed. They are out in concert in a project called the Everly Brothers Experience. And we were talking before we went off the air that you guys are actually going to be back through the area again with a full band. And there might be a local show popping up. Maybe.
We would love that. Yeah. If we can sort that out, if anyone listening, you know, wants us to play their house as we come through town.
Speaking of people listening, not only here on the radio, but in the shows that you do, concert halls, I know you guys are doing a lot of casino shows and everything in between. Undoubtedly, there are groups of people that are completely familiar with the Everly Brothers and the Osborne Brothers and all of the music of that period. And people who have no idea who those guys are. How do you incorporate enough background knowledge and education to bring people along who don't know and yet not state the obvious for the folks that have three or four copies of Bye Bye Love at home in their collection?
Sure. Yeah, the show has to be a mix of just a pure celebration of the music and the hits and then the deep cuts. And it also, we're blending in a great deal of history, and we've basically done that to in a timeline version, so we kind of follow their career somewhat chronologically, but and that kind of acts as a way to kind of just cover these pivotal points and then also go into the future and the people they influenced. And there's a moment where we can go in the past as well and see who they were influenced by. And so there's just a storyline involved, a narrative that I think allows people who don't know to get a sense of their impact.
And I think that what we've tried to do is provide enough context and vivid context so that people that may not even be a fan of the music to at least appreciate.
It's hard not to be.
I know it's incredible music, but even like someone that is unfamiliar with country music and its influence on all the music today, it's at least the context is interesting enough to stay engaged and like, wow, I didn't know all that about early radio. Yeah. And you know, and how there were so many acts that were all friends. The Everlys were friends with Buddy Holly and Eddie Cochran, and they were all buddies, you know.
Now we've got you in our studio paired around one condenser mic, one central mic. Is that the way you guys tend to perform on stage? Or I know there's some choreography that goes on and everything. So
yeah, with the
yeah, do a lot of dancing, a lot of
The other thing Dylan didn't mention is that we do we also do comedy in the show. So there's comic relief with us doing a Smothers Brothers-esque act where Dylan is Tommy and I'm Dick. It's still our own thing once again, but you know, we try and alleviate some of the, you know, the historical.
But to answer that question, we sing separately on two separate mics, and yeah, it's just been kind of the way we've been doing it. So doing one mic with that was really fun, and that's something that they, I know, all throughout their career, they really went to that. They were just one mic.
They grew up singing on radio with their parents,
yeah,
in Shenandoah, Iowa, and they ended up splitting to doing separate microphones, I think, in the early 70s, and then they continued doing that. But what Dylan and I would like to do is we're creating a new show that's more based on just siblings in American music, and
cool,
we want to be singing on one microphone for that show.
Fantastic. Before I let you go, I know you guys are here on guitar and mandolin, but in the show, it is often two guitars, and you have gone the full Monty with, I'm guessing, a couple of Gibson J180s.
Yeah. Yes.
Right down to the very guitars that the Everly Brothers are known for playing. And
yeah,
in fact,
and design
historical
too.
Note, yeah, the J180 became known as the J180 because it was built for one of the Everly Brothers.
Well, they designed it too. Don, Phil, and their father Ike, who is a fantastic
thumb picking
guitar player, who taught Merle Travis how to play and stuff. They actually were approached by Gibson, and they worked out this dual pick guard because that of the rigorous or the aggressive strumming.
And it symbolized the brothers too.
Yeah, the dual harmony and all that.
But yeah, we've got the full, we have a three-piece band backing us up. We modeled the show after when the Everlys were backed up by the Crickets. Yeah. After Buddy Holly died, the Crickets became their band.
And so our drummer is our co-founder and partner in the project.
His name's Burley Drummond Jr., good man.
Yeah.
And he's honeymooning, is that right?
He is honeymooning right now. We're very happy for him.
Yeah.
He and Shanda and their little baby girl, Kira. But yeah, we have a three-piece band, electric guitar, bass, and drums.
Well, I'm thrilled that you guys are here.
Thanks so much for having us.
It's been so many years that you guys have kind of been orbiting us, so it's fantastic to finally have you in.
That's so sweet. Thank you. Yeah, we love the community out here, and we know just so many wonderful people, and it's all through Rich that we got introduced to this community.
Very lucky, yeah.
Gary Lundgren, he produced or filmed and wrote the storylines to the two the music videos we did out here.
Cool. Well, when your band members stop getting married, bring them all in. We'll have the whole band.
Well, hopefully that'll happen in February where we could all make that happen.
That'd be fantastic.
And please, and forgive the fact I'm getting over a little bit of a cold. I'm trying my best singing here. But
The last song we wanted to play, it's another Brothers song, actually. But just right before Don and Phil broke in 57, it's the Kershaw Brothers.
Doug and Rusty Kershaw.
Cajun.
Who came out of... the bio in Louisiana, and they had that sound. They had that blood harmony sound,
And we're just learning these songs. So
This is all a lot of this is new stuff for us.
Let's have a party.
And this might be one that a lot of folks have not heard before, right?
Maybe so. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. It's Zachary and Dylan Zemed live on Jefferson Public Radio, and this one's called what?
Diggy Liggy Low.
Let's hear it.
Diggy liggy lilac, diggy liggy low, fell in love at the fair dodo. The pop was cold and the coffee showed. But diggy liggy lie and diggy liggy low, diggy liggy lilac, diggy liggy low, everyone knew it was her ball. Oh, the girl could even show so much love for diggy liggy low. The place they find romance, where they do the Cajun dance, steal a kiss with every chance, show their love with every glance. Diggy liggy lilac, diggy liggy low, everyone knew it was her ball. Oh, the girl could ever show so much love for diggy liggy low. Now he's got a pa-in-law that moved out where the bio's low. Now they've got a little diggy liggy low. Diggy liggy line up, diggy liggy low. Everyone knew he was her pa. Now the history's you know. Diggy liggy lie and diggy liggy low.
That is a fun one. It's brothers Zachary and Dylan Zemed live in the studio today. They are out on tour as part of a project called the Everly Brothers Experience. Not just Everly Brothers music, but Everly Brothers leading into a lot of the other songs and repertoire from that same era.
Yeah,
so glad
and
to see
preceding
guys.
Too, yeah.
How far back?
Well, so their second record, Songs Our Daddy Taught Us, was basically an homage to their childhood roots growing up in Shenandoah, Iowa, and performing on radio, but also an homage to early country music.
These songs go back to the late 1800s, but with stuff that was played in Victorian parlors. And these songs were arranged, you know, just by... They were played by duos like the Billock Brothers, who were called the Blue Sky Boys out of Hickory, North Carolina, the Monroe Brothers, and the Bales Brothers. A lot of fantastic sibling acts, and Don and Phil put out a whole record that was just an acoustic guitar and two voices and a little bit of upright bass to kind of harken back to those times. So that's our way to go back.
Yeah.
And then we have a way to go forward too with the show, with all the people they influenced. So we put in Simon and Garfunkel, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones.
And their career, they played up into 2005. So their career lasted 50 years. Wow. So they definitely...
You guys have both audio clips and a couple of video clips up on the web, right?
Yeah. The EverlyBrothersExperience.com has all the dates, all the pictures, and all the videos that you could see. You know.
Right on. Well, we'll have a couple of pictures of our own of the Zmed brothers in our studio today, as well as audio from our session up at our website at ijpr.org. And remember, as always, you can subscribe to JPR Live Sessions through Apple Podcasts, or you can find us on Stitcher. Zachary, Dylan, thanks again for coming by.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you for having us.
Open Air continues right after this.